Hey man, I've been listening to y'all niggas since like 2011, man. Fuck MJ Money 9S. Wanna let the world know that nigga's still a bitch, man. That nigga don't respect my Walking Dead catching up game, nigga. I'm watching Netflix, nigga. Shout out to all the good podcasts out there, nigga.
You are now listening to the Frocast, presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your kings of slander. Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, and King Germ, a.k.a. the most electrifying man in podcasting history.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 248 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. the Beard Jedi, a.k.a. I'm tired, boss. Can I make a slavery reference this early?
Hey, man, go ahead.
I mean, you know, I don't want to get fined like Iguodala. He had to pay 10 grand for that. Shoes of the day, man. I just went to the gym. I ain't do nothing else, so I just got on the Nike Prestos. Nothing special. I'm sitting here with my co-host, my tag team partner, my brother for life, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. Chubby Brister, a.k.a. it's March Madness, man. And I ain't talking about no future song. I'm talking about the basketball March Madness.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed in myself as a grown-ass man. This has been... This past basketball season and this past college football season, I paid no attention to shit. So, like, I have nothing for March Madness. I have nothing for the draft this year. I'm kind of disappointed. Like, even though I'm not a college football fan, I usually try and watch some of it to get an idea who's draftable and shit like that. Nigga, I ain't watched no ESPN follow-ups. I ain't watched shit. I was out of it this year. So, the draft, I might not even watch the draft. For what?
Damn. You heard about the ball kids, right?
I mean, I love that fucking topic. Every time they talk about ESPN, I love it because I want to see what people say. I love it.
Hey, the daddy is crazy, man. The daddy said he would kill Michael Jordan in his heyday.
Okay, but
I'm like, dude,
it's easy bait.
Yeah,
it's easy bait because what he's trying to do is probably get Jordan to come out and play. Because Jordan will play you. Jordan will show up to your crib and play you.
Him and Jordan probably about the same age. So Jordan, like, nigga, I will wax you right now, nigga. Fuck my heyday, play me now, nigga.
It was a pro player who said this shit when he came in, like his rookie season, said he was better than Jordan. Jordan showed up to the team practice facility and said, "Let's go."
Yep, murdered that nigga.
Promptly whooped his ass. So Jordan, Jordan wanted to play.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, maybe Ball is just trying to talk him up. So he come by the woodworks like Candyman and beat his ass in some of them ugly ass Jordan jeans.
Yep, but you know the ceiling is the roof.
Man, look, I bought one of those shirts from eBay. It wasn't like the legit shirt. This was before they made the legit shirt, and it came out terrible.
I'm sure it did. I mean, just like the statement.
It's even worse. Like I wouldn't even wear this shit around the house. It's just some homeless man finna get this shirt. This shit is terrible. But the official shirt, hey, it's dope. That's what you do. What do you feel about the Ball father and the sons?
I mean, he putting a lot of pressure on his sons. I mean, to be, because if they don't, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, the hype machine is real. If they don't live up to the hype, then, you know, niggas going to call him a bust. And you got one kid, two in high school, one in college, and you talking about something, you want $1 billion shoe deal for all three of your kids, and that's a lot. That's a lot.
But okay, so the one kid's in college. The other two are in high school.
Yep.
The games are being televised. Their school is probably going to get sponsored by Jordan and Nike anyway, so that's some little back-end money. The college kid is at UCLA?
Yep.
So he's already – go ahead.
He's going in the draft this year.
He's going in the draft, so he's going to get a contract anyway. Like, I think it's arguable, depending on what the next two kids do, that they may have raised $1 billion worth of revenue as a trio for other people. So I don't know why when we get to these shoe talks, when we start talking about this shit, it's always ridiculous for these people to ask for this amount of money when people are piggybacking off the name off their back all the way till they get to the pros.
Yep, like you said, the son's making the college money. What's wrong with him, you know, trying to get the money? I mean, I see nothing wrong with what he's doing. I just, you know, don't want you putting too much pressure on the kids because one is in 10th grade. Like, I mean, he still got 2 more years of high school, man. Right. You know, he got a long way to go. Yeah, and all of them going to go to UCLA and all that shit. So he won't want them to get drafted by the Lakers. And he got a lot of demands. So, you know, we'll see how that works out for him.
Do you think it's more pressure for the father saying the shit that he says and people thinking it's not possible? Like, they don't think any of them going to be better than Steph Curry. None of them going to mess with Jordan. Like, so they kind of dismissing him. Is that more pressure that he's saying it, or is it more pressure having fucking ESPN cameras at your basketball game?
I mean, I think it's more pressure with the dad saying it because, you know, you gotta cash that check. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, his mouth is writing a big ass check. So they got it. The kids got it. They ain't on the daddy. Daddy doing what he's supposed to do, get his sons in a position to get a contract, get money. You know, if they don't play well, then he like, fuck it. At least we got the money. But, you know, you saying they better than Steph and all that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? Jury's still out on Steph Curry.
Okay, so that's the first thing. That's the first thing. It's like, hey, aside from shooting, what else?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because Steph, I mean, let's be honest, Steph is a one-trick pony. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, his kid Mike can be good at Steph. I mean, but we'll see. You know.
I think it's interesting to see how often ESPN covers this. Like, there's and people saying that he got to be quiet and all this other shit. And I'm trying not to go full Stokely and Black, you know, Black Panther on it. But there is a problem in this country with Black excellence. And that's from both sides.
Can we call them Black when they're mulattoes?
They Black. They father Black. He the one doing the talking. They Black.
Yeah.
So when you have this Black excellence, there is, from white people and Black people, there's this idea that you're supposed to be humble. You got to be quiet. You got to, you know, put your head down and walk the line and let your play do the talking. We get all this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be. And I think, you know, from the powers that be, it's because you're not supposed to get too high. You don't be no uppity nigga. And then from the other Black people, it's this fear that some people are going to take it. Because we don't own shit. We don't even own the measure of success in this country. So if you get too high, somebody going to take your shit. If you do too well on TV, somebody going to take your show. If you do too well in the movie, somebody going to take your movie. You out here being loud and making all this noise, somebody's going to take it and you're going to end up like Jamarcus Russell. You got to be humble. And I love to see ESPN cover this shit because we don't have the same situation with anybody else. What's the white quarterback name for the Raiders? Marinovich.
Oh, you're talking about Marinovich.
Marinovich. Leaf came out talking that shit. Eli Manning. All like, y'all had the same shit.
Yep.
It Eli, wasn't perceived the same way.
His daddy said he would not play for the Chargers. He was like, nope, we'll go back in the draft. He ain't playing for them damn Chargers.
And what happened?
They made it happen.
You know what I'm saying? And it was all good. With no problem with that. But when we got Tiger Woods, when we got the ball kids, they're like, oh, well, you got to be humble. You can't do all that talking. I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Be loud as you want to be. Yeah. Be loud as you want to be. Be Jack Johnson. Be fucking Muhammad Ali. Be Mike Tyson. Be them motherfuckers. If that's what you want, be them. You ain't got to be humble. Look at Deion.
Yeah.
You ain't got to play that role because they want you to play that role. Be who the hell you going to be.
I heard a story about Deion Sanders. He said before the draft, he was meeting with teams, and he met with the Giants, and the Giants gave him this big-ass book, or he said it was a test, and he was just like, what's this? And it's like a test we give to all our players. So Deion said, what pick y'all got in the draft? They was like 10th. He's like, oh, well, don't worry about this. I'll be gone before then. I'm not taking this fucking test.
Deion, man. I love that dude, man.
That's how he said,
God damn. Hey, man, Deion was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Deion was the shit. I was watching Skip Bayless talking to T.O., and, you know, he's always been one of those that talks about T.O. tearing apart the team and all this shit. And T.O.'s horrible at defending himself. He's the worst. But how long is it going to take before somebody punch Skip in the fucking face?
I think Skip sits far away from the guest, so that won't happen. But
he got to get caught at least once. Like, I know Sherman wanted to get him. But he didn't. And T.O. was sitting there, and he was sitting there with – so I watched two of them. One, he was sitting there with just T.O., just face-to-face. And then the other one was T.O. and Chad Ochocinco. And I'm like, neither one of y'all got him? Because his thing is that y'all are the most entertaining players, but y'all stuff off the field, your antics off the field keep you out of Hall of Fame. And what made me think of that is that he said that they're the most entertaining. And I'm like, did Deion not play while you were alive?
Mm-mm.
Like, Deion did sit-ups in his driveway. Was it Deion? We had this discussion before. Was it Deion?
It was
T.O. It was T.O.
driveway.
So who was it? Deion, when he came out with the album, Must Be the Money, that's when he was doing the press conferences with the sunglasses and the extra drippy jerry curl.
Deion came to the league with a jerry curl.
But when that music came out, that's when he was doing the interviews with the sunglasses.
Oh yeah,
and the little crop top jackets and shit.
Yeah, I think on draft day, the man had shades on in the jerry curl.
Deion wasn't fucking around. So just the fact that he was saying that shit about them, I'm like, Deion was hands down the most entertaining player I've ever seen in the NFL.
Deion, he's the reason why they changed the walk on rules. Because Deion was like, as a scholarship athlete, he couldn't take any money. So he walked on at Florida State so he could take as much money as he wanted to.
So they
changed their rule.
That's a smart motherfucker.
Yeah, he was just like, what? So if I'm a scholarship, I can't get no money. But if I walk on, I can. Oh, all right, bet. Well, I'm walking on. And then so...
Wait, so we're talking about endorsements and all that shit? Like, people can just give him money?
Like from boosters and, you know, gifts and cars and shit like that. So, you know.
Why don't all of the athletes do that?
They change the rules. You can't do that at all.
Okay. So that's what you were saying. Okay. So now if you play, you can't get shit.
Yeah, you can't get nothing.
That's raggedy as fuck.
Right? Well, you can get, well, they got certain amounts, like, you know, but then, you know, but it'll get to the thing like, oh, you know, you a cornerback. Let's say you ain't got no stats and you are on the other side of All American. And Deion, like, shit, nigga, I take that $500 a booster going to give me for this suit and all that stuff. And, you know, they ain't coming to you for nothing because you ain't shit.
God,
you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you know they NCAA tried to keep it equal. Now they have stipends for the scholarship athletes. They give them like $1,000 a month or some crazy crap like that if you live off campus.
Yeah, but like that's just not enough.
No, I mean, it's not compared to what you're bringing in.
But exactly.
Some schools survive off the football money. Like football pay for every goddamn thing.
So how long was your boy RG3 in the league? Like, when did he get drafted?
Probably about, he came in with Andrew Luck.
So that's only been like 5 or 6 years or something stupid. Yeah. So before he got to Baylor and did what he did at Baylor, I lived in Texas, and that stadium wasn't what the stadium is now.
Nope.
After he had his 2 seasons there, and Baylor became I don't want to say powerhouse, but they became someone to look at.
A big name. You say a big name.
They became a big name now, right? The recruiting's different. They built that big-ass stadium. I just drove by it yesterday. How did he not come up in that situation? Like, you came up in the league. You got drafted, but that was after they changed the rules anyway because of Sam Bradford. So you still ain't get the money you were supposed to get. But how is it that the school – because they're still benefiting from that shit.
Yeah.
You built the new stadium. You got the endorsements now. You got special shoes and shit come out. You got this big-ass facility that they built in the heart of shitty-ass Waco. But you're able to recruit because of that. You're still winning. How is it that the players can't come up like that?
Which school is in Fort Worth? That's Texas. That's what? TCU, right?
I guess so. I guess it's Christian, yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. I know I ain't drove past that shit. I ain't been up there. Fort Worth is a little bit further from me. Waco's an hour.
Okay.
And when you drive past that shit, like, they got a lake that you can see you can see like part of the inside of the stadium from the car and shit. Like, it's nice. It's nice. They got some money. I see it. But we looking at RG3, who might be out the league.
Yeah, I don't think nobody picking RG3 up. He got cut from the Browns, my dude.
Yeah,
like, that's your last stop right there. That's last chance you in the NFL.
That's got to be it. Like, you can cut. You might be waiting for Ice Cube to start a football league so you can get in, because that's you're done. Somebody got to pick him up. The Rams could use him.
And Rams like, nah, that's okay.
We already have a quarterback that ain't shit.
Yeah, exactly. Why do we need two?
Oh, come on, man. You think RG3 is done? Like, nah, I don't mean done the league. I mean, like, he ain't got shit left.
No, he ain't got nothing left, because all he had was his mobility. Like, that was it. And now that shit gone. Like, he's like Mike Vick. Like, Mike Vick, I love Mike Vick to death. But once Mike Vick mobility went down, then there was no need for Mike Vick anymore. Because when you depend so much on your legs and not, you know, depend on your arm. It's like, yeah, they still got strong arms, but their legs is what made them who they were. And once that's gone, then, you know, everybody, well, Mike Vick ain't in the, because Mike Vick ain't learned to be a quarterback. That's what Cam Newton need to tighten the fuck up. Because, you know, yeah, you 6'5", 250 pounds, but eventually you can't run the ball like you used to. You got to sit back and throw so you can play T 39 like Tom Brady and shit like that. But
I think that, you know, this is just me saying this. And again, I'm like a passive NCAA football watcher. But Mike Vick had one of the strongest college football's arms I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
When he played, like, I remember it was Virginia Tech, one of the few times that they went to a fucking bowl game, and he threw the ball from like the 15. It was like a 70-yard bomb. I remember that shit. I remember him doing it a couple times in the league, but when he got to the Falcons, it wasn't no options. He had to run.
Yep.
He had to run, so it kind of changed his game. Like, it stifled his growth, I think. And then, you know, that whole jail shit happened.
Yeah.
That jail shit will fuck you up every time. We talking about college. You want to kind of talk about the March Madness now, since we?
Yeah, man, let's talk about it, man. We are just rolling on into it. March Madness is here. We got our 64 teams. People filling out their brackets. I filled out mine.
How many did you do this year?
I just did one. I mean, and then that's the OKP when I'm in every year. So, you know, well, excuse me, that site when that I'm always in. I almost let it out. Let the cat out. Bad.
Let me go make sure, write down the time so I can edit this shit out.
Nah, man, fuck that, man. No
more whipping up that, man. It's like the site ain't what it used to be anyway, so
nah,
fuck
bro.
It.
Nah, bruh, like, that shit is sad. But yeah, man, I did something. I cursed my team, because usually when I have Duke going out early, they go farther. When I have them going far, they go out early. So I got Duke winning it all this year.
Oh, shit.
So we're going to see how that plays out. I got Duke and Carolina in the championship game. I know that's not going to happen, but that would be a dream scenario for the kid. Yeah. So, it's all right. Doesn't watch college sports. So who do you have winning this? All right.
Am I in the tournament?
Nah. St. Louis not either. So there's no,
shit, no Homer pick. At all.
Yeah. You can't make a Homer pick at all in this. So you got to
fuck. Nah, I got to make an actual guess.
Yeah. Baylor's in it. Your boy Baylor's in it.
Yeah. I'm definitely not going to pick Baylor. Let's see. I'm looking at the brackets now. I think you can't go wrong with Louisville. Fuck it.
Damn, Louisville.
For GQ all Blue.
Right. Yeah, shout out to Blue.
Louisville winning. You got Duke taking it all away.
I got Duke. I got a lot of chalk in the Final Four. I got Duke, Arizona, Carolina, and maybe Kentucky, I think.
Kentucky had a decent season, right?
Yeah, they had a decent season. That's 2 seed. They ain't, you know. You know, do what Coach Cal does over there, a bunch of one and done. So, you know, he does it again, makes the tourney with his boys.
I heard that Wichita State got a raw deal this year.
Yeah, they got if they win their first round game, they'll play Kentucky in the second round. Similar to what happened a couple years ago when Wichita State was the number one seed and they had to play Kentucky in like the second round. So it's just like real weird, but that's going to be an interesting game because Wichita State got a lot of seniors. They're very, you know, one of them teams that you don't want to play in a tournament because they play together so much.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a good matchup if they make it through the first round.
But their seeding was wrong, right? Like they were running.
They seeded like an 8th or a 9th, a 10th seed. They're a 10th seed. And I was just like, they only lost like 7 games. Like, what do you mean? But
this shit is crazy, man.
The tourney is what it is. So, you know, as soon as the show's over, I'm going back to watching the madness.
I think like I remember hearing, you know, controversy. Like I said, I didn't watch this season, so it kind of flew over my head. But I remember watching the controversy, and they were talking about the ranking. A lot of the seedings this year, it seems to be a problem. Middle Tennessee State, for some reason, everybody think is going to do really well.
Yeah, everybody got that. That's everybody's darling right now. Everybody's darling is Middle Tennessee State.
Nigga, wait. This says they went 30-4.
Yes.
Who the fuck did they play? 30-4?
Yes. Wow.
God damn. And they got ranked 12? Yeah, that sounds like the pick, too. Like, that would be... How many other teams in this damn tourney have 30 wins? Them, Wichita State?
Not too many teams got 30 wins.
God, and both of those are ranked low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Middle Tennessee State, they are taking business. They up on Minnesota right now, 32-26. Princeton went out today. So my bracket's fucked up already. I had Princeton beating Notre Dame today, so that was my first L.
What's the furthest Princeton's gone? Did they make it like to a Elite Eight at some point?
Whatever your Raleigh Massimino and the motherfucker, it was a long time ago. I know that shit, and they went far. God, you know, Ivy League schools usually win one or two games, and that's it.
And that's it, and they're done. Gonzaga might actually do something this season. It's not just going to be talk.
I don't know. Gonzaga in a crazy division. They got a lot of shit over there, so I don't know.
Is this? I mean, you know, it's March Madness, so once the shit starts, like you said, when the show's over, I'll probably tune in and start trying to watch and be like a fake fan. But
hey, man, nothing wrong with it.
Man, you know, it's a lot of money on the table for the brackets this year, so hopefully y'all entered some shit that's paying out some money. Good luck with that. Everybody's brackets will be done by the night, though. I'm pretty sure. It's usually how it goes. The first day, like 90% of the brackets
weekend, are finished. Yeah, Sunday, everybody bracket be fucked up.
I'm fucking done. I guess we need to talk about music so we can get paid.
Yeah.
So after
we are a comedy podcast.
We are. We last week after we recorded, great show by the way. Y'all should, you know, go to nappyafro.com and listen to it. Frocast episode 247. Nikki finally responded to Remy Ma. Now, this is after we said don't respond.
Yeah.
We were all like, you got, there's nothing to lose by just shutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
Making your next album. And she decided to respond. How do you feel about that choice?
Okay. What it seems like the song was already recorded and she went and re-recorded her verse to throw some shots at Remy.
Why do you
and
say that?
Because it's like the song with it. Cause you could tell, like the Drake and Wayne verses were, you know, they were just like they seem old, you know what I'm saying? Not really like a year old, but it wasn't that current,
right?
And Nikki, like you said, she took the opportunity to make a hit record and to diss, cause I think that's what she's gonna do. Like she probably gonna diss on like three more songs on big songs, and then she's just gonna bury Remy with just like with the pop waves. And I'm with it because that's what you do when you at the top. You're like, yo, this is. I'm not gonna sit here and battle with you blow for blow. I'm not gonna go bar for bar with you. I'm just gonna beat you. You know what I'm saying, with my popularity. And that's what she did. She swagged her out, touched her up a little bit. It wasn't a diss record like everybody. Oh, it's a wag diss record. It's not a diss record because. Mm-hmm. She just dissed her on a song. It's not the same. And so, you know, Nikki dissed her. You know, it wasn't mixtape Nikki. You know, it wasn't itty bitty piggy and none of that Nikki coming out monster Nikki. It was like, you know, pop star Nikki showing like, yo, this how pop stars diss people. And, you know, hopefully Remy learned a lesson. Like, yo, you just can't go jumping in against the big dogs. Like, you ain't had your money right. As Beezy said, it wasn't fair what she did. I said, man, that's not fair, man. I'm just like,
that's what you do though. Like,
yeah,
that's what you do. I think I really got upset when the song first comes on and the beat is so much better. I was like, this shit is already over.
Yeah,
this like shit the beat. Is already over. I was like, God damn, this shit is actually dope. And then when she started rapping, I was like, okay, some of this shit is terrible. You know, like Nikki, she lazy on the fucking bars and the end of the songs and shit. But when she dismounted, like left the operating table, still looked like nah. God damn, man. So you didn't even bother saying anything about your surgery. You said, fuck, I ain't gonna talk about that. But you had surgery too, bitch. And you didn't come out winning.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yo.
God damn. Like, she didn't even really try to diss you. She's just like, man, here, take this. Shut the fuck up. I never signed a 360. Bitch, you wild dumb. I'm not even going to address the shit. I'm not going to break it down like we normally do. I'm just going to say, bitch, you stupid. And you don't look like shit. Yeah. Next bar.
Yeah, how you going to be this shit if your work ain't selling? You can't be the top. If you ain't moving no units or nothing like that. Like she just hit her with some actual factuals. Like, yo, like you can't be the queen if your work ain't selling. She said you exposed your ghostwriter.
Yeah, she said I heard your pussy on yuck. I guess yuck. You needed a pap. Clever bar. I give it to you. What type of bum bitch shoot a friend over a rack? I said that in the text, nigga. I said that she shot somebody.
Yeah.
You said she didn't shoot nobody. I'm like, nah, that's why she got locked up or some shit, because she shot that broad in the stomach.
Yeah, you're right.
Nigga just was like, yeah, by the way. And then she talked about it on that too. She's like, what type of mother leave her son over a stack?
Yeah. Like, I mean, You shooting people over 1,000. They ain't looking at you. In result, you had to, your son, you had to be away from your son over 1,000. So now, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure Remy wouldn't have done what she done. I mean, you know, just for your rep. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, now we live and we learn. So I'm pretty sure Remy gonna make another song tomorrow.
Okay, so what pointers do you have for Remy if she make another song?
Don't. This is my only point. Don't. Keep alone. You cannot win this battle.
Like, okay, no, but she's in the studio right now, bro.
Like, yeah, no matter how much the hardcore hip-hop heads saying you won the battle and rhymes. No, don't. Stop. Because they still not buying your album.
Hardcore hip-hop heads are the worst.
Yeah.
We don't buy shit. We always talk about niggas. We ain't listening to new shit.
Yeah, heavy on the critique and all this. Want you to stay true to the culture and all that. Stop it. Shit is dead.
They the worst. Mumble rap is terrible. I hope
this is the last Nicki Remy topic we have to do. Because, yeah.
This is probably in the pantheon of battles. This is probably the worst.
I mean, it's not even like... People, because I guess people wanted more, but they like, nah, like, Remy really needed this battle. Like, she really needed this. You know what I'm saying? Nicki did not need it. And so that's why Nicki was like, I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe, not taking the bait. And, you know, I'm not going to say your name. You know what I'm saying? So you can say whatever. And yeah.
How could Remy have, now she probably couldn't have won it, but how could she make this a better battle? Like, what could
get her numbers
done?
Up. Get her numbers up first before you go. Like,
but that's not going to happen. You've been in the game like 12, 13 years.
Hey, well, look, well, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you can't win. You know what I'm saying? You don't have enough, you know what I'm saying, chips on the table to even battle Nicki. Like, Nicki, she about to, if she get another number one record, she about to be the most 100 something, I mean, something, what, something, most number one records all time, some shit like that. Like, you can't battle that person. Why? I'm on another level. That's all right, Sid.
Y'all not the
same lane. Only lane y'all in is female rappers. Other than that, that's it. That's where it stops.
See, I think she should have, like, if you had legit beef, you should just came out and did a song with her. Like, fuck it. You should just came out and did a song with her. Get carried on a couple collabos. Get your face on the video. You got the Fat Joe shit popping off. You could be popping right now because Nicki ain't even cutting songs.
Nope.
But now you done got her ass back in the studio. She dropped like 3 songs in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So now it's an album coming. You're going to get dissed subliminally on like 6 or 7 tracks.
6.
And at the end of the day, no one's still going to buy your album when you come back out.
Nope. You have to be on Love Hip Hop another season. God, you know what I'm saying?
And like I said before, man, I fucks with Remy. Like, this would have been dope. But God damn, it was over. Now, just for the people, because we got questions about this before. We're not saying that Remy shouldn't have shot her shot.
Yeah.
But we're saying that even when you shot your shot, like, you did it with your eyes closed.
Yeah. You should have been a little more calculated. You just pulled up from 3. You ain't know where you was on the court. You might have had an open man over in the corner. You ain't give a damn. You just pulled up.
And then you shot it with your left hand.
Yeah, and then it was like 30. It was 26 seconds on the shot clock when you pulled up. You did classic Carmelo.
Word. It's like, damn, man. So do we think that anybody else is going to come for Nicki? Because we got a lot of youngsters in the game. I sent y'all the female rapper thing.
I mean, but it's going to be some more going to try to come at her. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rod Digger waiting for her to come out. She was waiting to get dissed so she could say something. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody thought Nicki was going to talk about all the old rappers need to shut up. But nah, Nicki, she ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is.
I don't think she wants it with Rod Digger.
Again, like, you know how I feel about the old niggas. Like, just,
I hear you.
Rod Digger, go raise your grandbabies. I'm pretty sure you're grandma now. Like, stop.
Yeah, but if she, like, so Remy's dope, but Ra is one of those that would become unhinged. Like, she might do a diss record a cappella.
Yeah. And I would rather see Remy and Rod battle each other.
That would be, but nah, they need to get together and do a song.
Nah, they need to battle each other.
For what? No one's going to no one's gonna buy it.
Nobody's going to buy it if they do a song together. I'd rather see, look, if you want a bar for bar battle, get them two to battle each other. Don't get them a song together because that's going to be another song nobody listened to by Remy. So, I mean.
Man, damn. It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's done. Like,
God damn, man.
Whoever advised her should have told her, like, nah.
It was the motherfuckers putting the batteries in the backpack, man. All them motherfuckers, Fat Joe, Pap, they was all like, yo, do it.
Do it. Go ahead. Go for yours.
Do it. You've been locked up. This is a good way to get hot.
Mm-hmm.
And now what?
You look like nah.
that shit, she said, I was like, damn, that's cold, man. I felt bad. Like, I immediately felt bad for her. I was like, damn, man.
Nikki started singing on that track. So, you know, Nikki was just like, yo, I'm going to sing on these motherfuckers.
Damn. You just said nigga like 13 times. The N-word is back in the news.
Yeah, I was watching a sports the other day, and Andre Iguodala had said the word nigga, and so then, you know, your girl Sage Steele he said the N-word, and she asked Wilbon how you feel. Wilbon's like, you know, I had no problem saying that.
I think Wilbon outside of the show is probably one of the coolest motherfuckers on the whole network.
I don't use the word in mixed company, he said, but I use that word, like, you know.
Can you see Wilbon saying nigga?
Yes, he said on the show. Like, one time he was just like, nigga, I'm glad you said that. Like, it was so funny when he did it, because I was like, well, fuck. And then Jalen Rose is like, yeah, I don't use the word, I don't use the N-word anymore because, you know, he don't cuss either. So, oh, like, damn, that's amazing.
I want to see Jalen unpolished. Like,
yeah, old Jalen before he got the teeth fixed.
Yeah, before he got the teeth fixed, he started taking all these classes, enunciation and all this shit. He's so polished now. I'm like, Jalen, man, just take it back for the one time, man. Go back to the streets a little bit.
Mm-mm. He said, nah, man. I like this ABC money. Yeah, I like this ESPN ABC money, this NBA money. I love it.
I can't blame him, but yeah.
Somebody came to us and said, hey, man, we'll pay y'all to do a show, but you can't use the N-word. I'm like, well, goodbye, N-word.
I mean, but it would take a lot of money, right? Would it take $1 billion?
Oh, man. Right. $1,000 a week, man, I'll stop saying nigga.
That's still good money, bro.
Yeah.
It would take that, though? Like, $50 a week wouldn't do it for you?
Hell no, nah, $50, man. And I smoked that up in 3 days.
So $1,000 is the going rate to get you to stop saying nigga.
$1,000 is the going rate to get me to stop saying nigga.
After taxes.
A week, yeah. So that's, yeah. $52,000 a year, I stop saying nigga. So, you can't do that, I'm still saying nigga.
What did Iguodala actually say?
He was just like, you know, they'd be talking, and he was like, yeah, nigga this, something nigga, and then he was like, they was like, oh, so y'all not playing tomorrow? And he was like, well, guess that's what Master, he said, we just do what Master tell us to do. Because that's what really got him, because he said Master, and you know what I'm saying? He said nigga and Master in all the same sound bite. And so, that got everybody up in a tizzy. I'm trying to find the exact quote. So we can read it for the people.
Let's see. It says, Andre, there's been a lot of opinions on what you said the other day from outside. So this is what he said the other day. This is like the afterwards. I want to see the previous, like you said, what he actually said. The master part is what I heard he got fined for. The nigga part. Like, first of all, is he wrong about what Master say?
I mean, not really. But then, you know, Steve Kerr said he ain't feel no way about it.
I think they say this in practice around Steve Kerr.
Yeah, Steve Kerr. Look, Steve Kerr's have heard all kind of stuff. Boy, I've been telling the coaches, like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I mean, they in California too, so. Where is the comment? I can't find the comment either. I guess they done scrubbed that from the internet like Remy's diss song. They done scrubbed that shit out.
Damn.
That's fucked up. Yeah, I can't find it out. So whatever.
Cost him $10,000. So let's see. Okay, racially insensitive remarks. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why do we always like? I don't understand why it's okay. Like, why do white people always want to? Well, that's racially insensitive. To who? I'm a nigga. Like, I don't get it, man.
Because the movement is, if they can say it, we can say it. If we can't say it, they can't say it. So that's why the punishment came down. We can't say nigga, so we're gonna fine you just like we get fined if we say it. So that's what the conversation is. It has nothing to do with him being racially insensitive, because if watching him say that, my feelings ain't hurt. I don't feel no kind of way because I understand the goddamn word. I understand the context, and it's not the same when he says it. But because you want to be able to say it yourself, fine everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit, man. I can't find the fucking comment, so I guess we're just going to move the fuck on.
Yeah, man. Fuck it, man. Andre Iguodala shouldn't be. How did he make it onto the Frocast?
Okay, so wait. Are you saying he's not worthy? Like, he's not the type of person you want to talk
about? I'm just saying, like, you know, of all people, Andre Iguodala made the Frocast, man.
But
like,
he's had a solid career.
Yeah, solid, I guess. I mean, you know.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to get into the hall with that career, but it's a solid, it's a solid
career. They let anybody, they let Yao Ming in, so anybody can make it to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
A lot of these Hall of Fames, I'm just clueless on what the criteria are. Like, so you say Yao got in. If we talk about wrestling, they let Beth Phoenix in. I don't understand what the fuck it takes. Like, can we just talk about what happens on the field? Can we just leave it to the field? Unless you've done something exceptional outside. I would say that Yao was exceptional.
Where?
he created awareness. Like, now we have Chinese players and China's paying attention. Isn't that worth something? Like, expanding the culture of the game?
Mm-hmm.
You're not buying it?
Nah.
Damn. Well, Iguodala's
dope. Okay, this, I found a comment. Here you go. He's a... just to make sure the fire was properly lit, Iguodala used the N-word multiple times after being asked what had led to Golden State's second consecutive loss. It is his quote, "We got to score more than the other team," he said dryly. Then, tactically acknowledging the simplicity of his response, Iguodala said, "Yep, they want dumb niggas, so I'm going to give y'all a dumb nigga." Wow. That's what he said.
Wow, wait, what happened before that? What the fuck made him go there?
I mean, that's why, you know. That's
shit.
So that's when they asked him about the master thing. It's like, oh, he's not playing. He's like, oh, we just do a master say.
I'm like, well, wow. What the fuck did we miss? There's some context there that we're not getting.
No, he said, I do what masters say. They asked him, do you know why you're not playing tomorrow night? He's like, I have no clue. I just do what masters say.
Shit. Yeah, something happened we didn't catch. There's some shit that happened off screen that we didn't catch. For you to go in and say they want dumb niggas, I'm gonna give them a dumb nigga. Like, whoa, shit! How do we get here?
Yeah, no. I'm just asking you about the, why y'all lost two games in a row. Like,
this
whoa,
shit escalated whoa. Quickly. What the fuck? What the fuck happened? All right. Well, damn. Then you know why you're not playing? I just do a mess. I'll be like, well, shit. Let me leave because this motherfucker don't want to talk. But finding him $10,000 for that, like, shit. What do they do with those fines? Do they donate the money or does somebody pocket it?
Probably donate it.
So, nigga just paid for the Boys and Girls Club or some shit. Huh? Then I guess everybody should say nigga.
Yeah, everybody should say nigga. White boys and everything. Okay, man, no, white boys get kicked out of the league.
Yeah, I'm about to say, let's not get people knocked the fuck out. So, I saw this picture circling social media.
Yep.
2,864 retweets.
Mm.
She said, come over and let's get snowed in together. And the picture. Like, I want to dissect this picture. So we actually have CDs on the ground.
Yeah.
We have what appears
CDs
to be.
CDs. Now, look, they're probably bootleg movies. Let's.
I mean, it's the white front, so you can write all the shit you want to on it.
Yeah.
There's multiple errant chargers laying around the ground, like plugs, an extension cord. I don't even know what the fuck is this is that a curling iron? What is that?
It looks like a curling iron to me.
/ soldering gun.
Yeah. Got some J's though. Got the Space Jams on deck.
They clean as fuck. The J's are the cleanest thing in the picture.
Then she got the two purses that's on the floor, which is a black girl no-no.
Can we talk about the floor?
The floor is fucking dirty as fuck.
Like, I've never seen. I don't even think that's carpet. Like, that looks like insulation. This looks like fiberglass.
I mean, if you look over to it's a fucking water heater right there.
Oh shit! So this is like in the basement.
Yeah, it's like some basement.
My God, dog!
It's like one of them little carpets that you throw on the ground, like them that they sell at the you see them on the corner or something selling them carpets. It's one of those. Comfort, of course. Then she got at least she got an iPhone.
Yeah, this like, she's sitting on what would be called, like, you know, if you're from the hood, if you've had less than everything. You know what a pallet is.
Yeah, a pallet.
She made a fucking pallet out of a cheap ass rug, a cheap ass comforter, a dirty ass pillowcase.
One sock. You got packs of blunts everywhere. They go one. I see three packs of blunts.
Lighters.
Lighters, chargers, tissue. I mean,
she got a bottle of water.
I mean, she got some nice titties too. I mean, I would have smashed. I would have smashed, but
no,
I would have.
Oh wait, you're not smashing if you walk into this shit.
Yeah, I mean, look, it depends on what. If I ass fat, you know, I'm smashing.
You're
you know,
not
I'm
smashing not, if you walk into this.
Keep it. Look, I'm keeping my clothes on, but I'm not. You know, I'm fucking through the dick hole, of course. But I mean,
you telling me that you can find a way to smash in this disgusting ass place?
Yes, all right. If there's a will, because I'm feel like I done came all the way over here. I got to get something. Like, yo, I'm not gonna get snowed in. Like, I'm taking my chances when I leave here, walking through the snow. But I'm not. Nah. We gonna smoke a couple blunts, then I'm hitting, and I'm out, man. That's it.
If you have this much disdain for your own personal place where you sleep, there's no chance I want to get between your thighs. No chance, bruh.
I mean, look, I'm assuming it's New York, so I'm pretty sure it's a rat somewhere.
Oh my god.
Like my dog said, she's standing in the fucking boiler room.
There's no... Look, like... Carpy...
This is a big New York apartment, though. If you live in New York, this is a nice-size apartment.
First of all, I'm not going to deal with the New York slander right now.
Mad phones in there. If you look at it, like, you zoom in, there's, like, some food on... Man, what
is that a phone over there?
Yeah, it's like a phone. It's a phone by the water bottle. It's a phone on the goddamn... on the little dresser. Then she got a phone in her hand. It's like mad phones everywhere, man.
I don't understand. Like, this carpet is so bad, some of it's coming up and you can see the bare ass. Is that even carpet? Is it just cement?
That's I don't know rug. What the fuck this I is. I don't know what that. Nah, that's got to be.
It's got to be some type of rug, you would think. But when you look over by the plug, there's nothing coming up. So I think this is just cement. But even cement, like, this is inside. This ain't outside.
Yeah, god damn. I mean, just think, what if the water heater just start leaking or something? You god damn,
it's floating. Like, now you got a water bed.
That shit is horrible, man. Like, you okay? First of all, you don't invite nobody over here with your shit looking like that. You at least try to clean up a little. Even if you got a little ass pad like that, clean that shit up, man. At least have it look clean. But I mean, you know, I mean, I've done worse.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Like, when people come over, how clean do you make it? You make it clean like you just moved in? Or do you just straighten shit up?
I hit the communal areas and make sure the bathroom clean.
You want to close the door, niggas?
I mean,
you don't need to see into
my room, look like, because you ain't gonna be in my room. But if you know you got company coming over, I just make sure the living room clean. Open up a window, you know what I'm saying? Make sure ain't no, you know, because everybody house got a scent, you know what I'm saying? So I just try to make air it out, you know what I'm saying? You know, because I might have been smoking in there and I got a dog. So, you know, I swear to God, I hope I don't have a dog house. Like, people was like, man, I don't like going to O'Journ house. It smell like a dog in there. I'm hoping that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I try to do my best. But yeah, this situation here, though, man.
There's no, like, so I'm like you. Like, I'm a messy ass dude, and I don't really like sharing my space anyway. But even when I have maintenance come through this motherfucker, I straighten up. Like, I hate to be perceived as, because what you think is messy, somebody else might think is dirty.
Yeah.
What you think is dirty, somebody might think is fucking pigsty.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that shit works, but I'd hate for maintenance to come in and be like, these motherfuckers living like the slums.
Yeah.
So I always straighten up. But this, how do you get so comfortable? That's why I think this has to be a joke.
Mm-mm. It's not a joke.
How do you get this comfortable that you invite a motherfucker to your basement and this is what you show him?
I guess they feel like, yo, he just coming over here to smoke and fuck, so he ain't gonna care. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but you can't invite somebody to get snowed in. You ain't got a fucking bed. Like, yo, what the fuck? I wonder if there's a TV down there. Like,
it's gotta be on that big ass table.
They probably got a video game system and, yeah, some little TV, a big back TV in that motherfucker.
She got J's.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, look, it's all right. It's homeless niggas with J's, man. Shout out to Saul Wright. There's at least one homeless nigga in Austin walking around some J's thanks to Saul Wright.
Shit. This is fucking hilarious. Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, man, so you know.
I don't even know what to say after that. We got a holiday coming up.
holiday. Actually, the date you're listening to this will be a holiday.
So I can't. Okay, so let's just get to it. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
What the fuck is it anymore? Like, it was a day that you wore green to school so you didn't get pinched. But what is it outside of that?
Well, now that you're over 21, it's a day you just get fucked up.
Oh, okay. It's another drinking holiday, a.k.a. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Is that, and it's on a Friday this year? Oh, my God.
So people are going to be drinking their green beer.
Drinking green beer. Like, I mean, just ridiculous. It's just an excuse to get drunk. And then black people just went, oh, man, St. Patrick's Day. Man, for what? Ain't no black person. I mean, ain't no Irish person sitting around like, yo, it's Black History Month. Like, they don't give a fuck.
We'll get in on any holiday, though. Black people don't give a fuck. We will hop on a holiday. Cinco de Mayo, We'll hop on a holiday.
You got to get your corned beef and cabbage for tomorrow. I'm like, man, I don't give a fuck. Wait. Like, there ain't no corned beef.
Who the fuck is corned beef?
That's what they cook on St. Patrick's Day, corned beef and cabbage.
Wait, when did this start? What do you mean? There's foods for St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, you eat Irish fare. Potatoes,
when did this shit start? I thought it just used to be green shit. So in school, it would be green fucking Rice Krispie treats and green popcorn. Goddamn green drinks.
Dang. It's all right. You need to step your game up, man. You need to get the corned beef and the cabbage, man.
Get the fuck out of here, bruh. I'm not eating no corned beef.
This shit is disgusting.
Damn.
Why would you do that to a brisket? Brisket is already delicious as it is. Why would I want to fucking fuck it up? And, oh, no. No. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Unless it's chili, I don't trust any meat you get out of a can, bruh.
I mean, you thinking of corned beef. Yeah, well, no. Corned beef, a brisket.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Not like corned beef out of a can. You eat it like a, you know, it's like a brisket. You know, you do you got to brine it or something. It's got extra, it's some weird shit they do to make it. Corned beef ain't nothing but brisket.
I got to Google this.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about right now. Yeah. I'm thinking of corned beef as the fucking,
you thinking of corned beef. That's what you're thinking of.
Corned beef and cabbage. Shit. The fuck is that?
The corned beef hash?
No, I'm looking at the recipe for corned beef and cabbage. So place corned beef in a large pot or Dutch oven and cover with water. Do they season this shit? Why does it look?
Nah, it's already like, yeah.
What is this? Is it cooked? This shit is hella red in all the photos, bruh. Never heard of this shit, and now I'm disgusted. Irish corned beef, brisket, and cabbage. I never knew about this shit. There's not a speck of salt or pepper on any of this shit, bro. Fuck no. There's no way. Look, if you Google corned beef and cabbage, there's a million pictures show up. None of them have a speck of seasoning on shit.
I think it's on top of the meat.
Where? Bitch, that where? There's no season on this shit, bro.
That shit is red.
Fuck no. Nah, bro. Yeah,
that shit do look naked as a motherfucker, boy.
Here we go. I had to get about 3/4 of the way down before I start seeing people season it. But the first 3/4 of this page, naked as fuck, bro. Nah, man.
It's some spice packet come with the corned beef that you're supposed to.
That don't count. If you black and you using the packets, you fucking up. You never use the packets. Never use the packets, bro.
Just having to cook out at work, right? And you know, some white people was like, yeah, just season the chicken, just put some salt and pepper on it. Whoa, who the fuck gonna eat that? Like, salt and pepper? You gonna grill some chicken with just salt and pepper on it? Like, are you fucking crazy? Like,
what the fuck is going on, man? Nah, bro. I didn't even know this was a thing. This is the second week in a row you have shocked me. We had the camel toe insert last week. Yeah. We have the corned beef and cabbage shit that I've never heard of.
Hey, man. See, it's all right. You wasn't as out there as you thought you was, huh?
Apparently not. I'm black. I'm a nigga, man. I'm a nigga, man. I'm a nigga, man. Ain't no way. What the fuck is this shit?
It's on sale now at Publix. When shopping is a pleasure, man. When they get you some corned beef, it's on sale, but they got it going. This shit flying off the shelves, man.
This shit, and they serving this shit with carrots, and Yo, this looks disgusting. Like, am I insulting Irish people right now? Is this their thing?
Yeah, this is their thing.
So I'm going off on Irish. Do we have any Irish listeners?
Yeah, Queen Germ, she from her city is where they have a big, I mean, they out of school on St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, but wait, she don't like white people.
No, look, for some strange reason, they rock with them on St. Patty's Day, though. That's like they have a parade and all this crazy stuff, and it's they paint the whole river green, and it's a big deal down there. It's a big deal.
I'm going to need Queen Germ to be more consistent with her hate.
Yeah.
I need to know where you're coming from. You can't switch the hate.
Yeah, she deal with him on St. Patty's Day. I don't know why.
At midnight, she ready to stab him in the throat again. Like,
exactly. As soon as it's over with.
God damn. Yeah, I never heard of this shit. So thank you, Jerm, for bringing that to light or something. TV talk, man. TV talk. Football season's almost over for Friday Night Tykes. We get into the finals. After all that talk last week about how the team got done wrong, and they meet with the goddamn president and didn't do shit.
He didn't mean, look, the coach is like, yo, fuck this, I'm out of here. But I was with him. I was like, yo, bro, like, if you thought everything was okay, like, we're not here to we just say if something was done wrong. Well, something was obviously done wrong, dude. Like, I don't know what Chris Davis told you, but that shit was fucked up. So, and he came out there just to hear them out. Like, man, shut, man. I don't want to hear that shit, man. I would have been just like the other coach. And like the parents said, if they going to lead Typhoon. Well, they ain't going to have no team. So, you know, I don't know what the fucking Jets and Junior Rockets going to do next year.
Well, I mean, well, they're a perennial powerhouse, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're so special. They're going to lose the coach, too. They're going to lose the president of the team. It sounds like they're going to lose the team because he's – kids don't want to play. Let's be honest. The parents only want their kids to play for like two or three teams anyway.
Exactly.
They don't really want to play for the Justin Junior Rockets. Y'all play that because that's what's closest to you. But you don't want your kids playing for that team. They tried, but y'all don't give a fuck. Everybody wants to play for that. Go ahead.
Did you see the Junior Broncos sighting?
I finally saw them, and they got demolished.
Like, how just. What I was like, fuck? They just said the Junior Broncos, like, that wasn't a team that was on Friday Night Tykes. I'm like, hold on, man. Who's the coach? Like, where's the mother? Like, what's going on?
We got
like,
no story, bro. All we got was to see them kids get their ass whooped. They got their ass whooped, man. I said, shit. Steelers? Yeah.
Okay.
They got destroyed.
Tell me the funniest thing was when the damn team from the Mission Mustangs, your other team, when they gave the motherfuckers a gift basket. Like, I was just like, bruh. What fucking sport is this? Like, yo, this ain't soccer.
That
like,
shit was all bad.
And he was just like, oh, we don't get a gift basket. I was like, oh, the gift you gonna get is ass whooping right now.
And here it comes, bro. Like, shit. Like, they didn't even, when they show two games in the first 10 minutes, you already know what the show is gonna be.
Yes, sir.
They got through those games quick. I said, fuck, we going to commercial break. We already two games in?
Yes, ass whooping city.
God damn. Coach Thomas, who didn't get to play?
Yeah.
Who didn't play at all? Okay, come on. Hey, God damn.
Yes,
So is Coach Mo setting us up for the leave, or is he going to bring back the Colts?
Hey, look. It was funny how Fred didn't show up to his birthday party. You know, niggas get real tight around there. You ain't come to my party. Now, you know, I feel some type of way about that. You know, okay, so hey, that might be a little lingering thing. And I saw a little from next week's show that Mazzell gets hurt. So, what you gonna do now, Fred? Like, Mazzell don't play. Like,
well, you still got Tatey on. So, I mean, you straight.
I mean, Tatey's still little. He ain't no beast like Mazzell, man. Like. Wow.
And Mazzell plays both ways. He plays safety, right?
Yeah, Mazzell plays safety and running back. You know, he does everything. What else happened? Oh, the 2-10 Outlaws, man. Steelers rematch.
Hey, man, that whole – I wish we would have seen more of the Steelers before this season because they're apparently good.
Well, look, this group. Like, he keeps, you know, you notice he's like, yeah, they didn't win three titles. So they this is their first year on to the 11-year-olds. And so that's why that he's kept saying they won three state titles as under the 11, not on the level that we're seeing now. So that's why I was just like the championship, the trophy boys, what they call themselves.
Yeah.
They ain't get no trophy this year, goddamn. And it was Coach Alexander's fault, man. He was running his son too fucking much. Like, I was just like, why are you not getting McCutcheon in the game? Why are you not getting everybody involved? Like, it was, and even the little kid, like, man, it's daddy ball, man. It's daddy ball.
Like, they was mad as shit. And said, like, how do you deal with, I'm sure you've had a kid or two that was, if we're losing, I'm crying. How do you deal with that situation? Because Sam was crying after every play. If it was a negative play, he was crying.
Yeah, I just, look, man, I can't. Them kids are, you just got to block them out because they'll frustrate you. And I couldn't deal with it. Especially that was his own son. I mean, I would have snatched him up at halftime and tightened his ass up, and we wouldn't have had that problem.
Yeah, you definitely don't keep giving him the ball.
Hell no.
I don't know how you keep, like, you got other players on your team. Y'all apparently good. You're like, what was it? Was it 49-3 over the past
54-4 some record he gave
54-4 and then like 47 with knockouts.
Yeah.
Some shit like that. So you obviously have options, but your son is the reason that y'all got your ass whooped.
Yep. I mean, that's my boy, but he just went now. The Outlaws weren't fucking around with him. And it was just like, he kind of forced him. I'm not going to change up my game plan. You need to change up your game plan because your only play was Wildcat with the fat boy.
Yeah.
I mean, did he play quarterback or he was just a running back?
Like, he was a running back, and that was a direct snap on that play.
Okay.
And he started crying because it wasn't a hole, but you ran to it. Like, you.
The hole just closed up.
Right? You ran to it, and shit was over. How is tripping? How did that even become a conversation? This is football.
He was out there tripping me, and I'm like, who's tripping you? The other team.
Well, that's called a tackle, bitch.
Yeah, like, they hitting you. That's not tripping. Like, they ain't stick their leg out and clip you. Like, what are you talking about? So, yeah, I was just like, nah, you just crying. You whining by everything.
You got to take him out, man. Or, yeah, at least
stop feeding him. You see the mom from the Outlaws? She was just like, yo, stop the game now. It's Frank.
Right. She's like, she's so petty. She gets my petty winner of the week for that one. She was like, oh, you stop the game now. I was like, oh, she doing the most. She's doing the most, but that's what she's supposed to do. Her team, her son's out there, so that's what you're supposed to do. 210. Yep. So we got next week is 210 versus who?
Some hurricane team or something.
So we already know the Outlaws are gonna win, right?
I don't know. Did you see that? Did you see that fucking running back from that hurricane team? That motherfucker looked like Mizell times two, and he was just throwing niggas around. Boy, I was like, God damn.
Well, we kind of knew Mizell was gonna get hurt. Now, I'm not talking about the legitimacy of the injury, but we saw this coming.
Yeah, because he just kept so many injuries. Like, it's hard to stay healthy when you start hurting. Like, one thing start hurting, your leg hurting, and your hand hurting. It just happens.
If this shit is fake, they staged it perfectly because they were talking about he was already injured before. Then they were talking about he's playing for the school team as well. Like, y'all set this up. Then all of a sudden, Tadion come out of nowhere, and he's playing. Like, I get it. It makes for good TV, but y'all can't have these kids out here playing this hard. That's stupid that you're playing on two teams.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. That's crazy. Like, your body's not made to play two football games in a week. Like, it's just not. And then, like, I think they play, like, 12 minutes a quarter or some shit like that. Yeah. Like, they play, like, damn near what the damn big boys playing. This damn little league.
Man, this shit crazy. And I really like Mizell, like, as his personality.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see this motherfucker on the next level. Even when Tadion was scoring and other players were scoring, he was hype. You don't get to see that a lot.
He wasn't worried about his carries going down. Now, he was like, when Tadion was getting off, that's right, boy, eat. Let's go. That's the kind of player you want. He wasn't sitting back like, oh, man, here come this Tadion nigga. He taking my carries away. Now I'm only going to get 42 carries this game instead of 57. You know what I'm saying? No,
he
wasn't.
He was out there. He was cheering him on. He was blocking. He coming through getting the big hits. Like, I really like that motherfucking kid, and I hope we get to see him on the next level, man. He's dope. Tadion's dope too, but Tadion don't fuck with the camera.
Yeah, he not. I think his mom and daddy probably was like, look, y'all not gonna pay him now. Yep. He can't be on nothing.
We ain't getting no checks. Cool. We keep moving in silence.
Yeah,
we gonna make it happen. But and who was it? Who's the yellow lock kid that plays for the Steelers? That's got the bad attitude.
That's McCutcheon.
He said he was quitting. Trey said he was quitting.
I ain't coming back to this.
Is he talking about football or is he done with that team?
With the Steelers. Yeah, with the Steelers. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when he said that, I was like, really?
The coach said this was his, he just wanted to coach his son because his son was moving up. So he's like, yeah, this is my last year coaching. And I'm just like, why? Because you can't coach a kid no more? Like,
that's why he's quitting?
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
Yeah, because your son not going to be out there no more, so you don't want to coach no more. And I was just like, you just want to coach your dad. Yeah, your kids, man. That ain't cool.
Hold on.
Yo, what up?
Who's doing the show? Am I doing the show? I mean, am I
in
the show
or
Saul doing the show?
Me and Saul doing the show right now, as you speak, my nigga.
Shit. Could you try to put
that
guy's voicemail at the beginning of the show? I know we forgot for like 4 weeks.
If we got a voicemail, it'll go on there.
I appreciate it. That's it. That's all I want to say, man.
You want to plug your show? You want to plug your show?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, look, man. I've been calling for a while, and I've been with my son, so we ain't been showing like 2 weeks.
Mm.
I do apologize for that, though, but the front horseman will go weekly.
We're going to have Queen Germ. Queen Germ is going to step in for the Fro Horseman.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. But I know Wayne's going to step in. King Germ.
Oh, he won't let me be on the show for shit, man.
Oh, shit. What's that about? That's all he want to talk about?
That's it.
Well, Goldberg will be gone after WrestleMania, so we got to get him on there before he's gone.
Thank you.
But it's still accurate for Goldberg matches. Like, unfortunately, it kind of works.
I don't know. I gotta go back to work, man. Y'all have a good show, man.
All right, man. Appreciate that, man.
Thanks, boss. Hilarious.
Easy, everybody. Young Marty Jannetty.
Speaking of bosses, TV Talk, Black Ink, Caesar, Duchess. I have to make an announcement. Can we got drum roll or something like that? That's the best we got. That'll work. I am so over Duchess, nigga. I tried to defend her for so long.
You did, Sawrek.
I tried to have her side.
You did.
I tried not to talk about black women.
You tried not to talk about her crusty lips.
I never say anything about her crusty lips. But this is one raggedy motherfucker.
What she do, man? Because I didn't get to watch it. I forgot. I meant to wake up early this morning and watch it before I went to work. But I was like, overslept.
She is determined to be successful because she thinks that C's doesn't want her to be successful. So when she opened her shop, he wasn't there like he was supposed to be. And right after the shop opened and was going good, then he ran down to open up the new Black Ink shop. And she felt like he was doing that because she was getting shine. It was never about her and their success together. He always wanted to be about him.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
Why did she think that her and Caesar built Black Ink together?
Hey, let her tell it they did. She started that shit.
Was Black Ink not an established building before you got there? Isn't that the reason why you came?
That's what I remember. I remember you coming to Black Ink. The shit was already there.
Yes.
Nah, I may have missed some other shit in case... I may be messed up. You opened your own shop off of the success of Black Ink.
Thank you. Like,
I don't know the behind the scenes shit. So, I'm just another internet nigga with a mic, right? So what I'm saying don't matter. I'm not important. I'm fat. I don't own shit. You do what you want. But I know what y'all shared with us. And what y'all shared with us was that you repeatedly, no matter how big of a scumball that C's may be, you repeatedly distrusted this motherfucker.
Yep.
Anytime something jumped off, you let some raggedy motherfucker come off the street and say that her cousin or her sister was pregnant by season, you had an abortion, and you left.
Dipped in the middle of the night. Stole shit, too.
That she came back to get that shit. But she left the shop, and she left that nigga his ring with the Dear John on it. I can't take it. So then you met up with this chick later, and was like, yo, you finally woke up. And you're like, yo, you ain't got no proof. Fuck this shit. You ain't got no proof. Fuck it. So then when the chick doesn't have any proof, you feel some kind of way like, damn, maybe I did it too early. You see a picture on Twitter, on the internet of all places, of C's actually living his life and not sitting up there dying over you like he was before he went on this trip. And now you all in your feelings. Now I got to come get my shit because it's really over. Mm-hmm. Let me look at his computer. Oh, I see pussy pictures. Oh, now you know Ted ain't shit. You know Ted ain't shit. You spent the majority of your relationship with C's arguing because of Ted. You didn't think once that maybe the pictures that you saw in the computer were Ted's?
Yeah, because if you plug up anybody's iPhone to your Mac,
it's a wrap.
Shit will come up. Like, one day, I swear to God, man, my homeboy, he came and be like, yo, can I use your charger? Yeah, cool. He charged up his phone. Next thing you know, this shit popped up. Photos. I was like, whoa. I was like, hey.
He's trying like, oh, to get me man. Fucked up.
Yeah.
Trying to get me. You didn't think for 1 minute. Not only that, you know who C's hangs with. You didn't think for 1 minute to ask him shit at all. C's is that bad. You didn't think to ask him shit. So fuck it. You done got your shit. You done stole the computer. You done rolled out. Now you show the picture to your family members, and you get gassed up even more. Now you're destroying an iMac. Hey, I own an iMac. That motherfucker's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But you decided to destroy the iMac. All right. So you done went so all the way. Huh?
So extra with it. She was just like, oh, don't get that in. And then, like, you see how family, like, they ain't like C's from the gate. But that's what happens when women tell their side of the story to their people. Like, now C's a bad guy. Like, to them, I knew it. I told you. He should have been left him. Did it? Bitch, if it weren't for him, she wouldn't be Duchess of him. You know what I'm saying? She'd just be some old, regular old girl that, you know, then stop it, man.
So the first season of Black Ink, let me go back a little bit. Who did C's have in the shop? Who were, because Duchess is who he chose. But who were the options?
In the shop?
Yeah, like, who were the, and let me make it real plain for the people that hate our show. Who were the women that he could have been with in the shop other than Duchess? We got to go back to season one.
It wasn't nobody in there. Like, because in season one, it was Caesar, oh shit, Walt, Ted, Duchess, the other girl that said that oh shit raped her or whatever, drugged her and raped her, Sassy, and that was it.
So then after that, I guess they started dating. Was it season two when they kind of that came out of nowhere?
I think they got together after season one. So Duchess, you look like an opportunist. Like, you know what I'm saying? You made your way in the shop and then you started dating a boss.
Hey, I'm not even mad. You do what you got to do. You use your assets, whatever. Huh. But for you to act like Caesar doesn't want you to succeed is crazy as fuck to me.
Yeah,
it's crazy as fuck to me. I don't understand it, but that's her mantra. And it pissed me off so bad on this episode because she said that and she started crying too, which really pissed me off. You sitting here with your homegirl that you done brought down to this. So, oh, okay, so you done watch the episode. So there's a tattoo convention in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
So apparently Teddy got everything done, all the paperwork done for them, for Black Ink to set up a tattoo at this convention. Duchess apparently also is supposed to be there. She's supposed to have been there for 2 months. So she already had her shit booked. So they find out about each other like at the same time. Of course, her immediate reaction is, why is C's trying to be down here and trying to sabotage this for me?
So hold on. So you're not going to say nothing about the other hundreds of tattoo artists there too?
It's just C's. Now, C's, on the other hand, of him doing like he do, deer in the headlights, what the fuck is Duchess doing?
Yeah.
But he was like, okay, so now he's like, well, he's going to sabotage it. Caesar's makes more sense because you sabotage his computer, bitch.
Exactly.
You've done shit aggressively to make it seem like you would attack this nigga out in the open. You even said so. He don't know that, but you said it. So I get him saying you're going to sabotage it because you've done that shit. But why would you think Caesar's going to sabotage? He ain't sabotaged shit else of yours.
Exactly.
When the chick came to say that she had fucked, that her sister had fucked C's, he was in your shop doing tattoos with you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, man.
No, that was his shop.
No, that was right. That was at 125th.
Yeah, he was letting you do work at his new shop.
In his shop, right. But he don't want you to succeed.
Yeah, he don't want you to succeed.
He also gave you the keys to 113th to help manage that shop. Anyway. But see,
yeah, he don't want you to succeed, though.
He don't want you to succeed. So now they all in Puerto Rico and shit. C's is down there with Tattoo Baby. You know, I guess he invited her down there to tattoo because with the two-van caravan that they had for this goddamn convention, they only had Donna and Melly didn't show up first. So Melly wasn't even going. And what's the Asian chick's name?
Young Bae.
Young Bae. Those are your tattoo artists for this whole convention. C's, Young Bae, and Donna. Because Walt don't do tattoos. Ted don't do tattoos. Sky don't do tattoos. And that's it. And C's, you the boss, so you're probably not going to be doing tattoos, but you're one of the tattoo artists. That's all you had. So they brought Tattoo Baby down there. I guess that she was supposed to be doing tattoos. They get to the goddamn convention. Ted didn't fill out all the paperwork.
So I thought Ted said he filled out everything. He just needed a signature.
Ted, they got there. He said, we're here for Black Ink. We don't have a booth for you. We don't have registration. What happened? What Ted did was fill out the paperwork. He said that Kitten was supposed to send the check.
Mm.
So it fell on Kitten is what he said.
Kitty.
And she's like, nigga, fuck that. This is your shit.
Oh, she was there too?
Yeah, I told you nobody was tattooing. Everybody went, bruh. Nobody's doing any tattoos. Everybody was there, though.
Did y'all just get back from Miami?
Yes. Y'all just went from... Y'all were in Miami, and then y'all went on this goddamn camping trip. And now you in Puerto Rico, not tattooing shit. I don't even know how all that happened. Of course, Donna tried to hit on Tattoo Baby. You know, because she likes to fuck C's exes or whatever. Didn't C's fuck Donna?
Did he? I don't think he did. But she said she hadn't fucked him. Yeah, because I don't think she fucked him. But he did. She did fuck Duchess. So she fucked this girl.
She fucked everybody else. She fucked Duchess. She fucked Oh Shit. She fucked Walt. She fucked Walt, Ted. She fucked
Teddy.
She fucked... Yeah. So she fucked everybody else but C's and Sky.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, we don't know any of those guys.
Yeah, we don't know.
Out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we don't know. That's true.
Like this pussy bitch.
Right. Right. I got a new pussy. Come check it out. So all this shit happens. Then C's walks away. He's upset. He Tattoo Baby, come on. So they walk off. Come to find out, they strolling around. They walk into Duchess out on some riverfront doing a live Snapchat. Or like she's on Facebook Live and she's doing Snapchat something. Periscope, one of them lame motherfucking things. So C's, however they had it set up, because I had to believe it's completely staged. If this is a shoot for some magazine or something, you're not just going to be able to walk on set like that. C's walk immediately up to, like, in her face. Fuck all the cameras. He walked right up to her. Yo, what's up? While she's doing her live shit. So, of course, she's being condescending and she's like, yeah, you know, have a good time. We don't need to talk now. You do what you do, sweetheart. You have a good time. I'm not trying to make a scene. You know, she's talking to him like that. I got to side with Duchess on this part because why did you walk up to her with your new chick? Unless you're trying to make it some shit. Like, you know how you split. Why did you walk up on a set like that? So it's all weird. And of course, Duchess got upset again. Like, it's just stupid. It was stupid. The whole shit was dumb. So we'll see. I think we got like 2 episodes left at this point, but I gotta get off Team Duchess. I don't think that there's a female on this show that I really like. There's not one. I don't like Donna. I used to like Sky, but her story kind of made it hard for me to like her. Duchess, I'm officially done with that one. There's nobody. Melody is about the only one I like. And even she took an L, so to speak, on the show because, you know, so the situation with her and her baby daddy is that they was fucking around and she got pregnant. So she kept it. But they didn't have any discussions of relationship or any of that shit. So she's sitting there with this 3-month baby party and she has a homegirl, or her homegirl brings up getting married. So she asked her baby daddy, she was like, yo, yeah, you gonna marry me? And he said, nope. But the way he said it, he was like, nah, I don't want to be trapped. I want to be able to walk away. So then she got her feelings hurt and she got upset. She was like, so what are we doing? Like, I understand you got upset, but y'all, I find it hard to believe that y'all didn't have this discussion at all during the 9 months that you were pregnant. Y'all didn't talk about forever at all? Like, is that what we supposed to believe on this TV show, that y'all didn't have this conversation about getting married? And he didn't come out and say, no, I don't want to be trapped. This is the first time you heard it? So that kind of fucked me up. But other than that, I think Melody's dope. And you know who else I follow on Instagram that used to be on the show? Tattoo Artist Phoenix. That was down with your boy's shop, the other shop. Mm-hmm. Ink 184, 124, Ink 124. Young Phoenix does some dope ass tattoos. So
Phoenix is nice.
Yeah, he's sick with it. So I wish that we had some other actual artists, because on this episode, no tattoos were done. I don't think there was any tattoos done on the last episode. Oh, wait. Last episode, he did do a tattoo. He did a tattoo on Cherokee the ass.
Words.
Yeah. It was words. It was words. It's a tattoo. I don't know what you want me to say. It was a tattoo, man.
I was like, oh, great. Another word tattoo. Damn it, see. Yeah. Like, is that all you fucking do? Like, I mean, God.
Have we seen five tattoos this season?
We seen Donna's cupcake tattoo, which was fucking awesome.
We saw C's do one tattoo.
Young Bay did a couple tattoos on the little, you know.
That we debated the legitimacy of those.
Yeah, well, she did that one that was real. C's got a tattoo done by Tattoo Baby.
Okay.
On his mother, like he got his mother on his thigh. Like, that's the weirdest shit ever. Like,
it's very weird.
Bruh, like, come on, man. If I'm gonna get a picture of my mama, it's gonna be on my fucking arm. It's gonna be somewhere where, you know, motherfucker can see it, not on my fucking thigh.
That means like, that at some point when he get naked, some chick gonna be staring at his meat and his mama.
Yeah, like he gonna be in top, and this girl gonna be looking at his mama and like, yo, you man, what? Nah, bro. It's
very weird, bro. But he also did another tattoo on somebody else.
He did a DMX tattoo, words.
Shit.
Yeah, Exodus.
So, yeah, so there's been about six tattoos on the show this season.
Project Pat got a tattoo. He did a, didn't he get his face or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he did Project Pat too. So seven tattoos? It's been about seven episodes, seven tattoos.
Oh shit, Tom, so I need to make money. We're like, wait, wait, bro, you gotta do tattoos to make money. Like,
nah, fucking tattoo, bro. He did one, and that was it.
Mm.
Like, I'm hoping that they're sincerely more busy than they show us. But this is a tattoo show. You gotta show, like, the what is it, Black Ink Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
They show tattoos all the time, or at least when I watched it, they was always doing tattoos. This crew, they don't even fuck. I don't even know who's in the shop anymore that does tattoos.
Usually when Donna came in there with her little thing, he's like, yo, I made this much money. I'm like, yo, Donna, who's paying you to do tattoos? Straight up.
Look, I'm trying not to talk about black women right now, man. I'm really trying not to.
Talking about her work, not her. We're talking about her work.
Look, does Donna have any other value other than looking at her ass? Let's be honest.
Donna got a big old ass too, boy.
But like, are her tattoos even dope?
No, that cupcake tattoo sums it up for her.
And then you have a fight damn near every episode.
Yep.
So what is? Look, man, I don't want to turn this into a slander Donna shit, but the episode was just this whole season's been a rough one to watch.
Man, I want to get Donna on the Frocast. I want to ask her some questions.
Look, anything that you say to Donna, you might have to deal with Max B for.
She ain't fucking with him no more.
That don't mean, but he been there. That still might be. Look, that she not did. Fucking with him, but he might still be fucking with her.
Look, he ain't getting out no time soon. So all right, we good.
Now, ain't no we. I'm not slandering Donna. Sorry, or
but
Max
you know
B.
Whatever we say, you gonna catch the heat. I'm not.
And look, so I'm saying right now. Look, I have no association with this nigga King Jern. I said he was my brother at the beginning of the show. I didn't mean that shit. I do not know this nigga. You think that'll work?
Nope.
Shit. Now I'm gonna get fucked though because you done said some shit slick.
That's what I mean. That's just how it goes, man.
That's that bullshit. What else we have for TV talk? That's like literally the only thing I watched this week.
Oh, I did get to see some movies. Did you watch The Burning Sands on Netflix?
Haven't seen The Burning Sands. I've heard about it, you know,
you
Young GQ.
For the next time you're on the show, I don't know when that's going to be, but I don't know if you'll be back next week or what. I don't know, but yeah, you got to see The Burning Sands. It's about hazing and black fraternities. It's a movie, you know, it just shows the most extreme cases of hazing. Like, I mean, motherfuckers spit in your face. Whoa. That's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, you know. The beatings, all the, man, like, that shit was extreme. Like, I hope GQ Blue ain't had to go through that. And if he did, man, fuck that. I don't want to be no motherfucking Sigma or whatever, because that shit was horrible. Like, who was in it? Your boy from Power was in it. Dre.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The dude from Moonlight was in it. Chiran was in it. Grown man Chiran. Let's see. Who else? Yeah, I mean,
so this is a movie. It's not a documentary.
No, it's a movie. It's a movie, yeah.
Well, not even less.
Just covering Hell Week, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just showing a little other stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's got to be the most extreme cases. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that shit. I mean, you know, ash.
So I've kind of told my story on here before, I believe. I mean, we've had 248 episodes. I'm sure I've said something about when I was supposed to be online with one of those organizations and how unorthodox our whole process was. None of the shit was official. Like, the people that were supposed to do what they were supposed to do didn't do it right, so nothing was official. The other bros didn't know that we were even online and didn't know that there was a line. The chapter that we were being pledged to didn't exist. Like, the chapter was defunct for, like, 15 years or something stupid. So all of this shit was just done wrong. When the people that were supposed to be in control of shit found out, they were like, okay, we can fix it, but y'all need to do Hell Week starting now. And it was, like, finals week, too. And I was like, and who are all these niggas? They were like, all of us will be your dean, which means we'll all be telling you what the fuck to do. And this is a grown ass all right. Like, I'm not 19 or no shit. I'm like 26. And I was like, man, y'all can eat a dick. I'm not. Nope. We've already been online for a month and a half. Now you want to come and do a Hell Week because y'all done figured out who we were? Like, when we got. So when the shit hit the fan, when the other bros find out that, yo, there's a group of niggas that's coming in under us that we don't know about, it was like the final meeting type shit. Like, we rode up to one of the bros' house, and then cars just start pulling up. Niggas came out the woodworks. So now my line is in here with like 20 niggas, and it looked like none of them had a job. Everybody had black and milds. Everybody had a beer in their hand, and nobody looked like they were employed.
Damn.
And all of them was like, yeah, we'll all be your deans, nigga.
So hold on. So I was watching this, and like on one scene, they had a dude, like, they was like, yo, go get us 30 sausage biscuits and 30 hash browns. And they went to deliver the food to each person, and each nigga slapped them up and pow, pow, punch. I was just like, I don't get it. Like, I don't want to be down with nothing that bad, bro, that a motherfucker going to be putting his hands on me, bro. Like, that don't stick well with me, bro. Like, I'm not with that. So when you see it's all right, like I said, this got to be the most extreme. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know GQ, he missed a hush mouth on everything. He don't want to, you know, and then he said his experience was different because he was on the line by himself. So I couldn't imagine doing all this by myself. Like, because, I mean, they had these boys locking up, doing the invisible chair, then blindfold them, throw them in the swimming pool, and was throwing tennis balls at them and shit. And it was just,
like, look, like, there's so much shit that you don't share about what goes on and shit like that. I know that there are bros that have taken out their aggressions on other bros at a place.
Yeah, and that's what they did. Like, they were beating this one dude with the paddle, man. Like, they fucked him up because they seen him talking to the dean or something, and they were just like, bow, bow. Bow, going crazy, and like he broke his fucking rib. And you know, one of the big brothers was like a doctor, so they was like, yeah, he looked him over and he was like, man, he was like, how am I gonna make it through hell, you know, hell night? And he was like, man, just mind over matter. And I'm just like, just cover your ribs up, and you know, hell night, of course, that's what they was going at. Bam, bam, busting it, man. That shit was nuts, man. I was just like, man, fuck this shit, man. Like,
yeah, like I said, my whole situation was so weird because, the bros that I found out about, like, I had no inclination about what this shit was. Mm-hmm. And the fellas that I knew was in it and the shit they was doing, even though my grown ass, the fellas I knew that was in it, I was like, yo, this seemed like a straight ass organization. Like, cool. So even from the start, it wasn't what anybody else's process was like. I'm comfortable saying that. My process wasn't like anybody else's. But at the same time, the shit wasn't like it was supposed to be.
So if you go like grad, they don't do all that crazy shit they make the undergrads do they?
So that's the other stuff I found out. They still have grad chapters where you go through the regular process, but if you're graduate, you can also just go paper.
Okay.
Where you pay and take a test.
How much does this shit, like, okay, I don't know if this is, I can't, how much does it cost to join a frat? Like,
man,
is
you, it, That varies.
Just give me a ballpark, like $500.
We talking about for grad chapter? Or we talking about
just process? Just to join, like, but let's say, you know, we got some young listeners in college right now. That's, I mean, it's rush. I think they're doing it now. You know, it might be over with now, but yeah, all this shit going on. Like, what does it run you? Like,
I think it's usually like $250 for the actual application and shit like that. But there's other stuff that you have to do that I can't really speak to that is going to cost you money. So there's other shit you got to do, but $250 is the actual, you know, when you actually pay, $250 is a safe ballpark for, depending on where you at and what school you at and all that other shit, you're probably going to need to cut a check of some point of $250. Now, how you cut that shit or how you going to do that, that's on you, but there is other shit outside of that check or that initial payment that you have to be taken care of. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Now, I was going to say, grad chapter, I think, is usually a little bit higher than that. But of course, depends on if you just do paper, if you do the process and all that shit. But the people that go paper, as they call it, where you just take the test and pay the money, they're not treated the same way as the people that went through it.
How they know?
Well, usually they ask you your line name. Like, if you go through the line, you usually get a jacket or some shit like that. Oh, okay. And they know. Like, there's words, there's questions, there's tests that you can do to find out who a motherfucker is. Usually, if they say what chapter they're from, you'll know what chapter it is. You'll know a grad chapter. You'll be like, all right, nigga. Like, you know what's going on. So, they don't treat you the same. That's also some shit I found out. They don't treat you the same. Like, you a bruh or you a bruh? It's two
different things. I'm a bruh.
It's different. Like, bruh. You know, if you didn't go through the process, the motherfuckers will treat you the same at big national conventions. They'd be like, yo, get the fuck out of here. This is for the bruhs.
God damn. So just because I ain't have to stand past the egg or nothing, I ain't like you, my nigga. Like, maybe I'm smarter than you, my nigga. Like, fuck that shit, man. Like,
I won't speak down to the process because I think that in certain situations, the process and how you grow with a team makes sense. Like, you don't want a nigga going to the game that ain't been to practice.
I get you. Also, shit. I mean, like I said, once you see that, you'll see my side, why I'm like so against it. Because I know, like I said, I know this is the most extreme. Like, even if one of these events happened during my process of me being online, I'll be out of there. I'll be like, yo, fuck this shit. And then I wonder if you drop line, like, do they look at you like, you a pussy, nigga?
Well,
like,
see, and that's the problem with the film. Like, I haven't even watched it. But the problem with it is that nobody that actually went through a process is going to sign off on any of the shit in the film. Because you can't do that. So now, since there's no checks and balances, everybody's going to take this shit, you know, if they're not intelligent like you, they're just going to take this shit as verbatim. That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be like, I would go, you know, I would pledge, but I don't want niggas spitting on me.
Yeah.
That's what they showed in the film, so that must be what happens.
Because I heard from a certain dude that he's like, yo, the paddling shit is real, nigga. Like, that shit is real. Like, that shit is, like, kind of homoerotic to me. Like, I'm not going to sit there and paddle. Like, what joy would I get out of paddling something? You know, that just, I know somebody probably, well, they did it to me, so I got to pass it on. But nah, that shit is kind of weird, nigga. Like, because one nigga was getting his sock, he was rocks off from hitting the nigga. Like, bow, 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 bow. I mean, he just kept hitting him. And I was just like, yo, why?
There's a lot of those, you know, secret skull societies and shit like that, where all of this shit kind of derives from, that have ties back to some other homoerotic shit. Now, I'm not saying that that's what it is, but if you follow, if you go down the rabbit hole far enough, you will find where some of this shit comes from. And some of it is rooted in some sick shit. Some of it is. You was going to say something about your homeboy, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I know one time my boy, he was doing that shit. He had to get like 1,500 condoms, but he couldn't buy none of them. He had to go around and ask for condoms. Like, yo, let me get a condom. He couldn't buy them. He had like 3 days or some weird little time to get 1,500 rubbers. And I was just like, that's fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, I mean, it's weird.
That's some weird shit, man. But oh, yeah, I haven't seen it, but I'll go ahead and watch that. It's on Netflix or some shit, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. So put it in your queue. Did get to see Logan. I saw that like 2 days ago.
Saw Logan too.
Hey, man. My first question when I was watching it before I knew what was happening, I said, when did Wolverine turn into a pussy? Because I was just like, yo, Wolverine out here getting his ass whooped. He getting shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I said, what the fuck? He's limping. I was like, yo, what the fuck happened to Wolverine? And then somebody was like, you know, my comic book dude, like, yo, that Animanium was poisoning him. So that's what was stopping his regeneration and all that shit. So he was, you know, sick on the inside. And he was just fucking old. He was like 200 years old. So, you know.
Yeah, it's I think they did a good job of setting this up for the prequel and the follow-up movies and the sequels. Like, they did enough to make this movie interesting and still leave enough questions that you're going to have to go back and watch more shit. Yeah, like, they did a good job with this one.
And it's weird how the origin movies, like, all over the place. Like this one is, like, he died, you know, well, I mean, this one, he old as fuck. You had the one, he had X-Men, like, this is the third origin movie, right?
I think so.
X-Men Origin Wolverine. Then you had The Wolverine, and then this one, Logan.
Yeah, but this one's like, so this is a reboot.
Okay.
So this is a reboot, and it's kind of set after, well, I don't want to spoil it for the people who ain't seen it.
Fuck them niggas, man.
God damn, man. So this is apparently something happened to the X-Men, so this is after that.
It was 2029 where they was getting rid of all the mutants and shit because there wasn't no more mutants. Like, they were just eradicating all the mutants.
Yeah, and apparently the X-Men were caught up in that eradication. Charles is fucked up.
Dementia, he's just old as fuck.
He's fucked up.
And the seizures are shaking the world.
And Wolverine is taking care of him for some reason. And then we find out that someone else is making mutants. Yeah. Which I thought was really dope because now they're introducing, like, I think the biggest trouble that they had was how do you make this shit more diverse?
Yeah.
And so they've got the different, we got some Mexicans, we got black people, we got Asian people. So the next group of X-Men looks pretty dope.
Yeah, you see Loterio in there?
Loterio's in there, man. Little fat ass that could, what was his part? Was he blowing the ice? Was he the cold nigga?
Loterio wasn't blowing the ice.
He was an electrical nigga. So yeah. he's probably gonna be Static Shock, so we may get to see Static Shock in the future. So yeah, I'm all for it, man. I thought it was a really good movie. All I do want to say about this movie is the chick that they picked to be Wolverine's daughter, that was a perfect casting.
Hey, she was cold as a motherfucker, boy. It's,
the looks, like, I often say that, in my opinion, Raven Simone is the dopest kid actor ever. Like, cause she got it. Her and what's Rudy's real name?
Rudy, nigga. I don't know.
Keisha Knight Pulliam. Those two as kids were perfect actors. They got it. They conveyed everything they needed to convey. This chick right here is like them. The look on her face, like when she was eating the cereal and she heard them niggas coming. I'm like, yo, this bitch look crazy. And she came out there and whooped ass. So I thought that was dope. You got to keep it 100 for this week, though, right?
Yeah, man. I'm gonna keep it 100 this week. I wrote it down like I do every week. If you don't speak up for yourself, man, somebody else will speak up for you. All right. So this is a lesson I told my son. You know what I'm saying? You know, just because, like, you be scared to speak up for yourself, somebody gonna say something for you, and it might not be what you meant. So from now on, motherfucker, speak up for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, don't let nobody else talk for you. You know, convey what you're trying to say. Let them understand that. All right. So that's just my keeping 100, man. That's just words to live by. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave an interview or something else and be like, damn, I should have said this. No, say that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't second guess yourself. Just say that shit. Speak your mind. It's 2017. You can say what the fuck you want. All right?
Damn. That's what's up, man. So we got winners and losers. Who are your winners?
My winners this week, man, Snoop Dogg for going to Trump, Trumpito. In his video for Lavender, he has a guy dressed up like Trump in a clown suit. He points a gun at him. Trump was like, wow, if this would have happened when Obama was in office, you would have been arrested for, you know, like treason or some shit like that.
Yeah, you said this shit real light. Like, he took a shot at Snoop, too. He said if the failing career of rapper Snoop Dogg had done this when Obama was in office, it would have been all mayhem or some shit.
Yeah, but Trump, did we not forget all the burning Obama fucking effigies and all that shit? Like, come on, man, stop. Like, we Obama saw his I mean, they had Obama with some gun target things, whatever you call them.
I don't, like, when people act surprised and they try and pull up this, if this would have been Obama, I'm like, do y'all forget how horrible y'all were to that motherfucker? Like, y'all was hanging him in the front yard. This motherfucker's gun targets. You got anti-Obama days at restaurants. You got all kinds of shit going on here, dragging him behind cars.
Obama.
What the fuck?
There's a village in Africa missing that idiot. He's a... I mean, come on, man. Stop, man. No, man, no.
God damn. So, Trump, you need to, like... Why is he so in tune to social media?
Hey, man. Hey, listen.
Don't he have a job to do?
He wants to be the first president that tweets daily.
Hey, man, he need to go do... Hey, pass some bills. Do some shit in the office that you're supposed to do.
No, no, don't pass any bills because just try to get your 4 years over. Keep your nose clean, Trump. Make it out alive, okay? Because
I don't know if I can.
The man only been in office 2 months. Shit, the man might. He got 3 more years and 10 months to go. Like that's a long time. He fucking shit up. So hey, man, I don't know, man.
He already running for his next reelection. Like he already started the campaign for that. Like this one's done.
Yes.
you ain't done shit yet. I don't know. Man, anyway. I had one of my coworkers said this shit the other day and I want to slap shit out of her, but you know, I work in a different location than she does. But she said, now this was still in January. She said that since Trump has taken office, my stocks have gone up $10,000. Bitch, where?
Like what are you investing in?
Right. So there was a slight incline on certain stocks. But $10,000? He hasn't passed any laws. How the fuck did you gain $10,000 for somebody who hasn't done anything for the economy yet?
I think that shit would have happened regardless.
I think she's full of shit. I think she read that shit on the paper somewhere and just took it and ran with it.
Sounds about right. Alternative facts.
Alternative facts like a motherfucker. Who's your loser this week?
My loser this week is Typha.
Damn. Because they got
for
it wrong.
Fucking, for not firing Chris Davis and coming out there that weak-ass excuse.
Like, if they reviewed, because they said they were going to review the footage. If they saw the footage that we saw when they aired it on TV, there's nothing to discuss.
Yeah, you got to get rid of them refs, period. I'm so happy that the team lost the next week. They was like, they try to glaze over there. They lost. Floresville lost it. I'm like, yeah, they should have lost, motherfuckers.
Did they lose?
Yes.
Oh, that's shitty there. They really glazed over that because I didn't even see that part.
Yeah, they mentioned it like they was like when they was talking about the I think when Outlaws talk about their next match or something, they're like, yeah, such that. Then they was like, yeah, Floresville lost to somebody. I was like, yeah, the motherfucker. I knew they was going to lose. They were sorry as hell.
Man, that's raggedy as shit. My winners and losers, I ain't really got no. I don't know if I should call them winners or losers. So as we speak right now, Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job.
Nope.
But somehow Garoppolo is being shopped around to possibly take the number one pick.
Wow.
Like the Patriots. So the Patriots already made a move and got one of the best receivers in the league and got rid of their first round pick. And now they might be able to move back up in the draft because I think the Browns have like 3 first round picks this year.
Mm.
So they might not be at the first pick. But they'll still get a top 12 or top 15 pick.
Yeah, I think the Browns got 1 and 11 or something like that.
Yeah, so if they end up making this move, I might not even watch football next season because y'all just giving the Patriots shit. That don't make – you going to take Tom Brady and give him a top receiver? The only other time this happened was when Moss played.
Yep.
Other than that, you going to give him a dude? That's – come on, bro. That's not right.
Numbers. Brandon Cook gets you at least 75 catches a year.
That's crazy. I don't even know how the fuck you do that.
Mm. They just extended Tom Brady's playing career another 3 years.
Absolutely, without even trying. Yeah. Without even trying. And then if you fuck around and trade Garoppolo and get another top pick, hey, man, fuck y'all.
Mm.
The fix is in. But I said all that to say I don't know how Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job.
I mean, did you see his stats last year?
Come on, man. We've seen players with worse stats.
Would you take him in L.A. as your quarterback?
I'll take anybody in L.A. as my quarterback right now. I would take Cutler. I don't give a shit. We need to have somebody throw the ball. We haven't had a quarterback that can actually throw since Bulger.
Damn.
That was like 2004 or some shit. Hey, man. Anybody. But Goff got to go.
Wow.
We wasted too much on that. So I don't really know if that's a win or loser pick. I just don't understand how Kaepernick doesn't have a job. You want to give you a shout out so we can get up out of here?
Man, shout out to the staff, man. Beezy, GQ, Blue, Saul Wright, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Ruler, myself, Peppy J from B-More. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, who's out in Houston having a ball. Anybody else, Gerard? Anybody else that listens to the Frocast on a weekly basis or however you listen to it? Oh, shout out to Dr. Bracer, everybody over on the Dr. Bracer Network. And anybody else, man, y'all know what it is. Shout out to Queen Germ. She's not here, so I'm sorry y'all didn't get any weak-ass AKAs from her this week.
God damn.
Shout out to Princess, man. She's been quiet this whole day. No barks or nothing like that. You gonna bark for him, Princess?
I heard her earlier in the show whining and shit. Is that, it was either Princess or you got a kid in there wrapped up.
No, she was squeezing her toy, man. Everybody think, they was like, man, what's wrong with your dog, man? What you doing with the dog? A fucking toy, man. So, yeah.
I was like, is he stepping on the motherfucker? What are you doing?
I did close up in the door yesterday by accident. I'm sorry.
You had the motherfuckers like pinch the baby to make him cry. So
yeah, come. She was like, I was like, oh. Hey, I was trying to get through the door real quick and close it. She was right behind me. I ain't see her. And I shut the door. It shut on her, man. She's a good girl, though.
Are you going to cut the tail?
No, she's too old to cut the tail. You got to do that when they first born, man.
I don't know how this shit works, man.
If you're going to, it's more painful to them if you do it when they get older, man. So if you cut the tail, and I mean, there's no reason to cut my dog's tail. Like, nah, I want people to know that she a real pit. Like, she ain't fighting, so that's why she got her ears and her tail, because she ain't no fighting dog. That's all for them fighting ass dogs.
Ah, like, okay. Didn't know that shit. I just know see the motherfuckers tailored.
Yeah, she got pretty ears, so there's no need to cut her ears. She ain't got them long, flappy ears. She got nice ears that, you know, she got pretty ears, so now I'm going to keep her ears on there.
God, are you one of the people that call themselves, like, the dog daddy? Are you one of those people? Like, is Princess your kid?
Yeah, I tell my son, go take your sister outside. Wow. Go in your brother's room. Hey, you know, I'm going to go your mama, you know, come to daddy. Yeah, that's my baby, man. Princess. Wow. Yeah, she's my most hard-headed kid, but she's my most loyal, man. God, oh, I also got a loser. Finish Line is a fucking loser because bought some J's on Monday night around about 6:30, 7 o'clock, and my son did some dumb shit Monday night. So I said, yo, them shoes going back. They were still in the box. I go back Tuesday morning. The man told me, oh, these shoes, like, they've been worn. I'm like, nigga, they ain't been worn, nigga. Like, they ain't took them out of the box. Oh, I can't resell these and this and that. And he talking all this crazy shit. So I'm like, yo, man, my son, I bought these shoes last night. I took them back first thing Tuesday morning. I'm talking about, like, as soon as the fucking mall opened. So, like, oh, these been worn. Look at the bottom. I said, motherfucker, these shoes ain't, you know, I'm in there cutting up with the nigga. And he was just like, yo, I can't sell these. And maybe you can come back tomorrow and talk to my manager. Oh, bitch, we going to talk to your motherfucking manager, nigga. Because like, I can't reward my son by letting him have these shoes. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I feel like a pussy if he walks around in them shoes, man. Like, I can't do it. So, yeah.
So this was Tuesday. Did you take them back yet?
I think Queen Jern might have took them back. If she didn't, we going to call corporate and see what's going on.
What shoes were they?
Whatever shoe, them, I'm going to say the sixes, maybe. They were like white, creamish white sixes or something like that.
Oh, the red?
Yeah, white and red, yeah.
Yeah, so the alternate sixes. I'm glad you said that because I also have a loser this week. Foot Action. Foot Action is a bitch. Foot Action got, this is the third time. Three strikes you out. So the reason I started my sneaker habit is because I tried on Foot Action when those Legend Blue 11s came out. I got them in. I got my order in. They took the money. 2 weeks later, they tell me I don't have the shoes. After telling me for 2 weeks I had the shoes, they just had to process it. 2 weeks later, oops, my bad. That's the first strike. So since then, I was always like, if it's a shoe I want, I'm fucking getting it. Mm-hmm. That's what started my sneaker habit. Second shoe, we talked about before on the show, like episode 150 or some shit. I got my Cyber Mondays, the Jordan 1 Cyber Mondays, but the box was fucked up and my shit had creases. Mm. And they said, hey, we don't have any more. You could send those back or you could take a $10 gift certificate.
$10?
$10, nigga. I figured out how to get the goddamn creases out, but why is my shit fucked up? Why did you ship the shoes in the shoebox in a bag? Mm. Who the fuck? Anyway, so that was the second strike.
I'm about to say, oh, well, maybe I need to stop doing that.
Wait, you put them in the shoebox and then put them in a bag?
Yeah, like, man, like,
double box, like, bro.
That's why I'm gonna start doing that. But I mean, we don't sell nobody no Jordans. I mean, you get football cleats and you know,
it doesn't matter. You double box them. Mm. They make boxes that fit the shoebox.
Mm. Strike three was
the All Star Jordan ones. I had a random restock the other day. Did the same thing, got the order, got the receipt, got the payment notification. 3 days later, I was like, I've been through this shit with y'all before. Let me call. Yeah, unfortunately, it's out of stock. Well, how the fuck did you take my money? Well, it's pending. We just did an authorization. You still have access to the money. No, the fuck I don't. See, this is how it works. When you charge some shit and they authorize the charge, that money's not available to you until that charge is either canceled or fucking falls off. So until that happens, I can't spend it, bitch. So that's what happened. For another 3 or 4 days, here's the problem. I had bought some other shoes and I took them back because I got these. So I lost the shoes that I had. I lost the shoes that I thought I had. And my money was on hold for fucking 5 days. Foot Action, I will never buy shit from y'all. Ever. Ever, nigga. You can have the... It can be some solid gold Jordan 1s, one of one, that's reserved for me. Y'all can suck my dick. I'm not buying them. Fuck Foot Action.
You might want to watch the Sneakerheads documentary on Netflix also. You'll love it.
Seen it twice.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I'm like, duh.
Hells yeah. The funny thing is, there's a lot of cats that's really new to the Snooker game, and they be like, yeah, this is the best movie ever. Like, nigga, that shit been out. They like, yeah, we've seen it, bro. You good. I also want to give a shout out to Roughneck Clothing. This was another thing that I ordered some shit and it took extra long to ship it, but they fixed it. Like, I'm fine with buying shit from people that fix the situation. So I placed my order. My shit didn't come in. I said, yo, what the fuck is my order? It's been damn near 2 weeks. Oh, we had some stuff on back order. We apologize. Here's a coupon code for next time, which usually when I get those codes, I'm like, I'm never using it because I'm not coming back. Then when they shipped me my shit, I had an extra shirt in there, a free shirt. I thought that was dope. So shout out to Roughneck and shout out to 89 Clothing. If you're looking for shoes to go with your kicks or you're just looking for some cool ass shirts, like right now, they got the Dead Presidents line, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. They got shirts on there based on Dead Presidents. And they get your shit out to you extra quick every time. So props to them.
Oh, speaking of shirts, tomorrow, man, we got the Supreme Wash shirts dropping, 3 different flavors. So be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? Nappy Afro store, you know, new shirt.
I might have to put in like a multiple order now.
Excuse me?
I might have to put in a multiple order.
Yeah,
because I want that shirt. I think that shit is dope. Then what's the shirt we had before, the Krispy Kreme shirt?
Yeah,
I want that one. And there's one more shirt that B-Eazy showed me that I think he's making. We out of here, man. It's been another episode of the dopest podcast in the entire world. This is the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Beard Jedi, a.k.a. your sneaker cousin, sitting in with King Germ, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever. We will holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Buy some shirts, bitch.
Yes, sir. Please.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com